Good morning, everyone. My name is Shinsuke Akihara. I'm an assistant professor from University of Florida. I said this 30 minutes ago, but it's good to... I just had another presentation 30 minutes ago, and I said this earlier, but it's really good to see many people staying around on the last day of the meeting. And I'm studying plant stress physiology, and today I'm going to be talking about practical application of abscisic acid for vegetable transplants. ABA has many different effects on the growth and physiology depending on the plant tissue and growth stage. In the shoot, the growth effect is mainly negative. ABA inhibits leaf expansion, stem elongation, branching. The main effect of ABA on plant physiology under water stress is stomatal closure. In the roots, the effect of ABA on growth is mainly positive. It promotes root growth, and it can improve hydraulic conductivity. Just to give you a background of ABA commercialization, the first product became available in 2010, 5 years ago. The first product is Proton for grapes to enhance development of fruit skin color. Another product became available in 2011. Bionic is for corn to delay and stagger germination without multiple plantings. Contigo became also available in the same year. This is for ornamentals to reduce plant water use and extend shelf life. So the effect of Contigo is based on the stomatal closure and to inhibit the shoot growth by ABA. But up to now, ABA has not been commercialized for vegetable crops. So in this study, we studied the potential of ABA application for vegetable transplants. First, we looked at the effect of ABA to improve water balance. And we think this may be beneficial to minimize transplant shock and improve stand establishment. The effect of ABA to inhibit stem elongation may be beneficial to produce more compact transplants. And the overall growth delay in the shoot by ABA might be beneficial to delay over maturing, so we can extend the marketable period of vegetable transplants. So our goal is to develop ABA as a new management tool. In the first study, the goal was to prevent transplant shock and improve stand establishment. We used muskmelon transplants, and we tested a wide range of concentration of ABA up to 7.6 millimolar, which is 2000 ppm. So when the transplants are mature for transplanting, we treated ABA by spray, and for the next 3 days, we stopped the irrigation. And then from day four, we water the plants every day to see the recovery from water stress and the effect of ABA. In each picture, plants were arranged in the order of the concentration. So the lowest concentration is on the left bottom corner, and the highest concentration is on the right upper corner. You can see one day after treatment, there was no sign of stress, but ABA was effective in closing stomata. You can see both stomatal conductance and photosynthesis decreased with increasing ABA concentration. On 3 days after ABA treatment, now you can see plants are stressed, and you can also see that magnitude of water stress was reduced with increasing ABA concentration. There was a linear relationship between ABA concentration and deep relative water content, so ABA maintained deep water status. And this is the electrolyte leakage on the bottom figure. There was reduction with ABA concentration, so ABA protected cells from membrane damage. At the end of the experiments, there was both shoot and root dry matter accumulation showed the quadratic response to ABA concentration. So the optimum ABA application is very important to maximize the post-stress growth recovery. If you apply too much ABA, it's going to delay the reopening of stomata, and it's going to delay the recovery of photosynthesis and biomass accumulation. In the second study, the goal was to produce more compact vegetable transplants. We used two varieties of pepper, two varieties of watermelon. The application was a foliar spray, single or double. The application timing was from cotyledon stage to 1 week before transplanting. The concentration we used was from 1.9 to 3.8 millimolar of ABA, which is 500 to 1000 ppm based on the previous study. We wanted to avoid the negative side effect of ABA. This is the picture of bell pepper transplants taken 1 day before transplanting. On the left, control plants. On the right, plants were treated with 3.8 millimolar ABA at the cotyledon stage. You can see the plant height was reduced by ABA, but also you can see the difference in other growth parameters. For example, you can see the leaf canopy is much smaller than the control plants for ABA treatments. This table shows percent reduction by ABA in each growth parameter compared with the control plants. You can see a plant height reduction was maximized when ABA was applied at the cotyledon stage at 20%. But at this application timing, leaf area was also reduced by ABA, which is not desirable because this is going to limit photosynthetic capacity. So the recommendation is between 2 to 3 leaf stage. Overall, the beneficial height control by ABA was greater than other growth modifications. So for bell pepper, ABA was effective to produce more compact vegetable transplants. However, for jalapeno and watermelon, not only was height reduction by ABA smaller, but we also found more significant growth reduction in shoot and root by ABA in both jalapeno and watermelon. So for these two crops, the overall growth delay by ABA was much greater than beneficial effect of height control. The overall growth delay is going to just delay the maturity of transplants, so this is not going to be beneficial for these two crops. In the last study, the goal was to delay over maturity and extend the marketable period using the overall growth delay effect of ABA. We used 2 varieties of pepper and 6 varieties of watermelon. The application was 4-year sprays, a single. Application timing for this study was from 1 to 7 days before the anticipated maturity of transplants. We used the same concentration range as the previous one. For jalapeno, we found significant height reduction by about 10% by ABA 3 days after ABA treatment, and we saw the same magnitude of height reduction until the end of the experiment, which is 17 days after ABA treatment. So what this means is that if the maximum acceptable plant height is 4 inch, which is 10 centimeter, by spraying ABA, we can extend the marketable period of transplant by at least 3 days. But for watermelon, we did not find the same beneficial effect of ABA. There was no difference in plant height, and the difference in leaf area was very small. We think one of the reasons why we did not see any difference for watermelon is because watermelon transplants in these experiments grew very slow. Actually, even at the end of the experiments, the size of transplants was still marketable. You can see very small growth. So in another experiment, we waited until we see the sign of over maturity, then apply ABA. And this picture was taken 4 days after ABA treatment, and in this study, the effect of ABA was tremendous. You can see a lot of growth suppression by ABA treatment, which is on the right-hand side for each photo. And we found up to 30% of height reduction, and you can also see flowering was delayed by ABA treatment. One of the important features of ABA is that growth inhibition is reversible because we don't want the growth inhibition to be permanent, especially in the field. And in this data, this is the data of leaf area. You can see the reduction was at 3 days after ABA treatment, but this was completely reversed 10 days after ABA treatment. So this, the effect of ABA is unlike GA inhibitor or the analog of ABA, which has a long-term effect. We also found rapid photosynthetic recovery from ABA. This is the data of stomatal conductance. We found significant reduction in stomatal conductance 3 days after ABA treatment, but the stomatal conductance was even higher for ABA treatment compared to the control 10 days after ABA treatment, and then it went back to the control level at 17 days after treatment. One of the reasons why leaf expansion was able to recover completely from ABA is because of the way ABA inhibits leaf expansion. In this study using Arabidopsis, we found that ABA inhibits leaf expansion by limiting cell expansion, but not cell division. So if the leaf can maintain the same number of cells, the expansion might be limited for a short period of time, but they can grow back to the maximum potential when ABA is degraded. And another thing we found, another important thing we found was the effect of ABA on the stomata. You can see that the stomata density is much higher for the ABA-treated leaf, but the important thing is how many stomata each leaf has. Although the density was higher for the ABA-treated leaf, the total number of stomata was the same for control and ABA-treated leaf. And we did not find any effect of ABA on the size of stomata as well. So even when the leaf expansion is inhibited, the leaf maintains still the same number of stomata as the control leaf and the same size of stomata, which is important to maintain the photosynthetic capacity. So we think ABA is not, it inhibits photosynthesis only a short period of time by closing stomata, but it's not impacting the capacity of photosynthesis. We also characterized the dose response to ABA. We found that both concentration and spray volume have similar effect on the growth, and this is without having negative side effect. So the effectiveness of ABA can be easily adjusted by changing the concentration, and you can also do multiple application. One of the negative side effects of ABA was leaf chlorosis. In this study using Arabidopsis, we found that ABA-induced leaf chlorosis was leaf age dependent and also ABA concentration dependent. But the important thing is, as long as concentration is not too high, the chlorosis is reversible. In summary, we found pros and cons for each application of ABA. For stress control, ABA can reduce water stress and promote post-stress recovery, but this is only beneficial under stressful conditions. If there was no water stress, ABA just inhibits growth and it's not going to be a desirable application. For high control, we are able to produce more compact transplants, but this effect was highly crop and cultivar specific, and we found overall growth reduction in many species. Growth holding was more promising. We were able to extend the marketable period, which has potential to reduce plant water use and maintenance costs. The only downside was the effectiveness was reduced when ABA was applied too early. So in conclusion, we think ABA application for vegetable transplants is most effective as a growth holding strategy to extend the marketable period of transplant. And this is supported by the evidence that ABA growth inhibition is reversible. I'd like to thank the people who are involved in this project and the financial support. Thank you.